Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to encourage you that no matter what's happening on the face of this world, that God's church is still vibrant and God is in control, and many wonderful things are happening in the kingdom of God. In particular, we want to talk about what is happening in Cuba. You know, a lot of times people think that suffering is a bad thing, and I personally don't like to suffer. It's not one of the things that I sign up for, okay? However, if suffering saves your soul, then all suffering is not bad. And I'm not saying that you have to go through suffering to, you know, come into an encounter with God. But it's amazing how pain causes us to awaken to some realities and to be sober-minded, if you will, and to kind of wake us up from being lethargic or you know, totally seduced into something. Going through a pain, going through a suffering, causes us to question our lives. It causes us to examine what are we doing, and it causes us to look to God and for God. I want you to see what happened in Cuba, because oftentimes we think that when our back's against the wall, it's over and it's done, and you know, we're just going to sit here and just wait for it to all crash and be done with. But let me tell you, that's when God does his greatest miracles. You know, when you can't look to the left, you can't look to the right, you know, you can't go behind you because your back's against the wall, all you can do sometimes is look up. And that's the perfect thing you need to do, is look up and cry out to God, because his ears are not dull and his arms are not too short that he just can't reach out to you. He's been waiting for you to reach out to him. I want you to watch this and be encouraged.
On a typical Sunday morning in Cuba, you'll find church crowds overflowing around the island. Many are house churches meeting in remodeled living rooms. Others look like your typical church with one big difference: political restrictions.
Space is an issue for so many Cuban churches. For this particular church, the government will not sell it more land, and it's growing, so it's been forced to build up.
On the upper levels, you'll find Sunday school rooms plus four spillover areas to watch the Sunday service.
When you have 80 to 100 people in an apartment, it's hard, very hard, and neighbors get upset.
Pastor Miguel leads a house church now meeting in his yard because it no longer fits inside. It's a common theme in Cuban churches, fueled by incredible growth and government restrictions. In the past 20 years, more than 16,000 evangelical churches have opened their doors.
One of the things that has made us grow in faith has been the limitations and the difficulties.
Pastor Nestor and his wife Rosa live in one room above their tiny church. On Sunday mornings and during weeknight services, only a few will have a real seat.
People here don't care how comfortable they are. They could be exhausted from working all day, and they will sit on a bag of rocks, a stitched-up chair, or stand the whole service, and they're okay with that.
Cuban church leaders say events led by the fall of the Soviet Union sparked the current church planting explosion.
When the Russian government collapsed, Cuba went through a lot, and people started looking to churches for hope.
At the same time, the government ended its atheistic philosophy and declared itself a secular state, leading an entire generation to question what it believed. A government official at the time suggested that churches, unable to obtain building permits, meet in homes. That offhand comment sparked a movement similar to early church growth in the Book of Acts. Pastor Francisco is one of thousands of Cuban house church pastors who followed the gospel with tremendous passion.
We have evangelized everyone who lives in this area, a New Testament Bible to each home. We can't stop, we won't stop, because even if they won't accept the Lord the first, second, third, or fourth time, even so, we can't stop until they come to the Lord.
The growth of the church here is even more miraculous given the country's poverty. Average monthly government salary is $20, and professionals typically make less than $50. Still, Cuban churches are known for their generosity, and willingness to sacrifice for the sake of the gospel.
What we have, we want to share with others. What we have, not what we have left over.
Another obstacle Cuban churches face is spiritual warfare in the form of Santeria. It's a blend of West African religions known for its ritual ceremonies.
This is a wooded area in Havana where those practicing Santeria like to come. They will perform ritual cleansings in the river here and offer sacrifices on this rock.
Pastor Nestor faces resistance right in the neighborhood. During one Sunday worship, a Santeria group stood outside the church beating their drums.
It was kind of like a spiritual face-off. The church just started praying, and then we prayed for rain, and all of a sudden there was thunder, so they had to leave.
Church leaders say they're enjoying a new season of relaxed restrictions. It's easier to evangelize outside the church, and they receive more permits to hold special events. Still, most churches cannot expand or buy land. They cannot produce Christian radio or television shows. And they must work around a dysfunctional economy. Remodeling plans at Pastor Nestor's church are on hold indefinitely until they can obtain much-needed cement.
Sometimes without suffering, there's no challenge, and without that challenge, there's no victory.
Reporting in Havana, Cuba, Heather Sells, CBN News.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome?
That's exciting.
Listen, without a challenge, there is no victory. Mm. 80 to 100 people meeting in an apartment, and now it overflows into the backyard.
Not caring about their comfort, just want to be there.
Now, she says there's not a comfortable seat in the whole place, and sometimes they have to stand. And it's so refreshing when we get to see believers that are coming to fellowship, not because of any other thing, no other program, but to encounter God himself. That's the place we need to get to, where, because really, Jesus really is enough. You know what I mean? He really is. But it's exciting to see that. Yeah. I mean, it's so moving.
Yeah, it's exciting, too. It's just like how people were just, and you know, just said it, 80 to 100 people in one apartment. And one of the things that they said is just like, people started looking to the church for help.
Yeah.
Of all places to go, that they went where they knew that they would be comforted.
Yeah, and it's going to happen. The more we face suffering, the more things escalate in our country, they're going to be looking for answers. And the question is, are you going to have an answer to give them? Are you going to be able to share with them the gospel? And, you know, it's not important that your pastor, I mean, yes, it is important that your pastor knows, but it's important that you as a believer knows God, his word, his will, his ways, his desires, and that you can touch heaven, that he hears your prayers, because you're not going to be able to throw the person in the back of your car and drive them up to your pastor's house and say, you pray for them, because you're supposed to pray for them. Amen. And that's what we're living in. I love what this one pastor says. He says, even though they live off of $20 a month, we don't share with people what we have left over. We share with them from what we have.
Wow.
And that's important. Listen, that we need to start having a global mindset when it comes to Christians. We got to see ourselves as global Christians and reach out to the heart of the Father and say, God, we want you in our city, in our community, and in our nation. Listen, we want to pray with you and for you right now. Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country. We thank you, God, that you're not through with America yet. And Father, we cry out, God, for a third great awakening. We cry out, Lord, for a move of God in our country, Lord. We ask that you forgive us, Lord, of all of our sins. Dear God, end abortion and send revival in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation life.